An outside consultant has concluded that Sitka's two hospitals should merge. Those are the findings of ECG Management Consultants, a firm hired by Sitka Community Hospital and Search last year. KCAW's Emily Kwong has more.
Healthcare is the topic tonight at a special meeting of the Sitka Assembly. They'll dive into ECG's report on the future of Sitka's two hospitals. The 27-page PowerPoint recommends that Search purchase Sitka Community Hospital's assets and absorb all of its healthcare operations. The two hospitals have been conversing for months about ways to collaborate. Sitka Community Hospital was interested in a joint venture where the two medical providers would work as a team. But talks fell apart in January. Here's Sitka Community Hospital CEO Rob Allen.
We couldn't reach consensus. Leadership on the other side, that was not something that they saw as made sense.
The other side being Search, which operates Mount Edgecombe Hospital in Sitka. ECG's Kevin Kennedy, the lead consultant, has concluded that a joint venture is too costly, requiring $20 million in startup capital alone, and that a merger is a win-win for the community.
If Sitka Community does decide to join Search and to come together with them, it not only pays for itself, but it produces so much extra revenue that can be channeled into the health needs of the community.
Like hiring a full-time cardiologist and doing away with duplicate services. There are two emergency rooms in Sitka. The report also concludes that while Sitka Community Hospital has stabilized its cash flow, there are some dark clouds on the financial horizon. A negative balance sheet, an expensive electronic medical record system, and deferred capital needs. Here's Kennedy.
The average age of capital at that facility is well above what we see with other hospitals, and it's going to be some really big checks to write. And it's going to be up to the assembly to decide whether they want to write those checks to try to maintain two hospitals in a city that really most people acknowledge should really only have one.
Allen disagrees. In the past 2 years, he's helped bring the hospital back into financial solvency and has no plans to shut down.
We're moving it forward like this is not happening and figuring out what we need to do to be sustainable and to respond to the competition and to be successful.
The hospital recently had a visioning session. Some top goals are to implement a cheaper electronic medical record system that's more responsive to changes in Medicare and Medicaid and scaling down operations.
We need to be the right size, providing the right services. And that's what our focus is going to be on the next year, is getting to that point.
As for the report, Allen calls it overly pessimistic about the hospital's financial future.
I don't think our future is quite as dire as that, that we have some options that we're working on, different ways to become more resilient and able to respond to, you know, a lot of uncertainty.
The decision about what to do next, explore the merger option, maintain the status quo, or something else, rests in the hands of the Sitka Assembly. But for Kennedy, the answer is clear. Should a merger take place, Search plans to retain all employees and give Sitkins a role in governance.
So I really hope that the Assembly decides to avail themselves of that, because that's really the sort of thing that only comes around once in a generation.
Search, which operates 18 facilities throughout the state, has not made a formal offer to acquire Sitka Community Hospital. Search CEO Charles Clement was traveling and could not be reached for comment for this story. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.